Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Terrific Tuesday with Nick and Ken here on the BetQL Network on You Better You Bet. Really fun first hour talking some of our favorite Tom Brady betting stories, both wins and losses, over the course of the next 3 hours. Power Hour and the Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. Huge night in college basketball. A lot of great college games. Can't wait to break it all down. National Hockey League and, of course, the NBA. We'll give you our NBA takeaways from a busy Monday night in the association. James Mazzola is going to join us talking golf. Rob Pizzola is going to join us, not Mazzola, but Pizzola, talking Tom Brady, talking a little early Super Bowl thoughts, and maybe a little NHL as well with pro sports better Rob Pizzola. Rob Doster joins us 20 minutes from now from the Field of 68 Podcast Network and Bet Rivers talking college basketball. But right now, we start hour number two on this terrific Tuesday on the Roman guest line as we welcome in Odyssey Sports NBA insider, the great Brian Scalabrine. Scal, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. You better you bet. How's it going?
Good. Where have you been? I've been wondering about you.
Yeah, Scal's always on Tuesday. So yeah, Nick's been off on Tuesdays.
Working like every other day. So this is my designated day off. But to be back with you, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than here. I was being sarcastic, by the way. How are you?
You're headed to Nick's schedule. Your team is not out of it yet, but you're looking at this daunting schedule. Are you like, oh man, it's about to be over, or are you optimistic that they're going to figure it out?
Oh, I think it's like been over, and like I watched a bunch of the game last night and watched the post game, and look, I appreciate it because it's like a local TV brand. They actually do a great job on MSG here locally in New York, but like trying to sell that like the Knicks are about to get this turned around here, it's like they beat the Sacramento Kings, and Alvin Gentry said after the game last night, like, of course our players can't quit, like they play in the NBA and the lifestyle's incredible, like that's what it's been resorted to in Sacramento. So for me, it's like much less about the Knicks last night and more about Sacramento being terrible. I think the Knicks are completely done, Scal.
Got it. All right. I mean, I had that argument today with somebody on my morning radio show, and they're still optimistic. Like, Knicks fans are weird. I think they're masochists. Like, they're like thinking that things are going to turn around even with the daunting schedule. I'm like, that's not how it works, bro. They're not a good team, but we'll see what happens. Trade deadline coming up. It's going to be interesting. We'll see if any big moves are out there. But here's like a funny story about the trade deadline right now. Like, everyone thinks that their players are the best, no matter what type of situation they're in. And I'll give you a great example. Russell Westbrook last year, I think he was all NBA. He turned the Washington Wizards around. Now, obviously, it's been a disaster in L.A., but he is out there playing. Do you know that the Lakers called about John Wall, and the Houston Rockets had the audacity to ask for a first-round pick? Like, what the hell is going on here? Westbrook is playing. John Wall's not even around the team. Westbrook was good last year. John Wall hasn't been good for 5 years, and Houston somehow thinks that they should get a first-round pick for the guy? What is going on with this world?
an indictment of Russell Westbrook, apparently, and like what it's going to cost to get that contract somewhere else. And yeah, pretty funny that they would ask for a first round pick with Wall. Scal, while we near toward the trade deadline, we're getting there pretty fast. We'll see maybe if you expect any moves to be made with Simmons and some of the other comments that have come out. But the other kind of big storyline, trade deadline looming, but also MVP conversation getting really, really, really interesting. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the conversation about Embiid's recent performances, Jokic's recent performances, Steph's recent struggles up until last night's game, where they beat Houston, rather, and he has a huge game. So I'm going to give you the updated MVP odds, see if anything strikes your fancy about basically four players who are priced almost identically in the market. Is there one that you prefer here down the stretch to win the MVP? So at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Embiid is the favorite now. He's 2-1. Jokic is 3-1. Giannis is +350. And Steph Curry is 4-1. If you had to make a bet from that pool of four players, who you got for MVP here coming down the stretch?
Well, I mean, all year long, I thought Steph Curry was going to win it. But I mean, when you're watching it right now, and if Draymond Green is out, and I really believe if Draymond Green would have kept playing, it would have been Steph Curry. But like Embiid on his worst of nights is either A, getting you like 25-12 and they're winning by 10 and going away, or 15 and he's not even in the fourth quarter, or he's out there and it's a battle and he's getting, you know, 30 or 40. So I think Embiid's going to get it. Remember, Jokic, numbers-wise, is unbelievable. His on-court, off-court, all that stuff. His fourth quarter net rating, not great. The team's not great. They don't win games in the fourth quarter. But when you watch Embiid, and right now, like if you remember last year, people were actually arguing that Embiid had an opportunity to win the MVP. Like, it should have been a no-brainer. There is no shot anybody could have won but Nikola Jokic. So the fact that so many people made a big deal about Nikola Jokic winning the MVP last year, when this year you can make the argument that Embiid has been better, I think it's probably, unless something weird happens to Embiid, I think it's probably going to go to him, you know, because I just feel like he hasn't won one. The sympathy story with Ben Simmons being out, I do think that the writers will vote towards Embiid. And man, the Philadelphia 76ers are having a great season this year.
That's a very interesting answer to a lot of what goes on this show, Scal, here on You Better You Bet. I want to go off the beaten path a little bit to another postseason awards market, and that is Rookie of the Year. And I have this budgeted to talk about a little later in the show, where Cade Cunningham has been awesome as of late for the Pistons, including outplaying, you know, Evan Mobley in a win on Saturday night over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cade's +500 to be Rookie of the Year right now. Evan Mobley is the huge favorite at -300. Curious what you think about Cade Cunningham, and since he's been playing for the Pistons in his rookie year here, and if you think Cade is worth a potential flyer to win that award. Obviously, the Cavs are a lot better. The Cavs, you know, a top four seed in the Eastern Conference right now, and Mobley's been a big part of that. But I think Cade's been objectively better over the course of the last month or so.
Yeah, like in fantasy numbers, he has been. Like, he puts up bigger numbers, but impact on winning, like, we've never seen a rookie like Mobley as far as a guy coming in and being such a defensive force. And he doesn't do anything flashy, you know, but he somehow figures a way to just defend the rim, not foul. Like, him and Jared Allen together are amazing when they're defending, you know, the back line. So, like, I think it's just like one – it's hard with the betting market to bet how people think. I thought last year Anthony Edwards had a better year individually than LaMelo Ball. His stats were better. But, you know, they picked LaMelo Ball even though he missed all those games because he impacted winning. Another year, like, a guy will impact winning and they won't pick him. It'll go to a guy with stats. So I'm not sure how the writers pick, but I think if you go with the stats, you'll see like Wagner or Cade Cunningham. But if you go with impact on winning, you will go with more like Mobley or Scottie Barnes, who's also having a very good year this year. So if you feel it, I think the best way for me to answer this question, if you feel that the media writers will value winning, which there has been sort of a trend towards that lately with All-Stars and everything like that, then pick Mobley or Scottie Barnes. And if you feel it's all about stats, like when Michael Carter-Williams scored 18 points a game way back when and won Rookie of the Year, then, you know, go that direction. I personally would do it with winning. I value winning more. I think it's harder to be good on a winning team. And both those guys impact winning when they're out there. So I would vote more towards those guys than the guys who aren't winning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Scal, you mentioned before you think the Sixers are obviously having a remarkable regular season. They are, of course, playing really well. You know, Embiid on this insane run. Brings me to an interesting question about their division market against the Brooklyn Nets. This is more of a Brooklyn question, but there is a betting market for who's going to win the Atlantic division. And Brooklyn is still favored. They've been favored the whole year because coming into the year, we thought they were the best team. They're still favored to win the division. They're game and a half behind Philly already to win the division. And I think a lot of questions. James Harden has that hand injury. I think he's been upgraded to probable tonight against Phoenix, but like dealing with injuries, Durant obviously not going to come back for a little while here. The Atlantic Division odds, the Nets are minus 118, the Sixers minus 106. So Sixers still a little bit behind the Nets. The implication there basically is the Nets can turn this around really fast and finally start to put together some form like what we expected before the year. Do you think that will happen? Like, do you think we're going to end the year and the Nets are going to have a top three record in the NBA and kind of be worthy of how they're being priced for this division?
Yeah. So if I was going to lay money on this, then I would look at just the, I would look at the games. We'll find out back to back. You know, just kind of analyze, you know, go through each one. There's not that many left at this point. You can look through that and say, okay, if Kevin Durant returns, Kyrie Irving obviously performs on the road, I'll analyze the James Harden situation. But just asking me without going through all that, I would say the Philadelphia 76ers do have a better record than the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think the Brooklyn Nets, as we move forward here, are going to care about getting a high seed. I think they're going to look at it and say, we want to avoid the Milwaukee Bucks. And we don't mind playing the Bucks later on. But, you know, maybe there's a chance, I don't know, that the mandate gets lifted and Kyrie can play in all the games or something like that. But I do look at it like, well, I could see the Brooklyn Nets looking at it. And there's good teams like Chicago is good. If the Nets are falling into 2-3, you want to be 4-5. So I don't think the Nets care at all about home court advantage or seeding or anything like that. So I think it matters to Philly. So I would say that even though I think Philly's road record is better than their home record, you still want to be on your home court for the playoffs. And I think Philly, it means a lot to them. And then we just talked earlier about Embiid. Embiid, if there's a motivating factor to win the MVP and getting the best record helps him do that. I do think with all the things with Simmons this year, maybe they think that they can win a championship. I don't know, but I do know that Embiid can think, like, going down, that's a historic achievement to win MVP. So all that ties into, I think the Sixers will have a better record than the Nets.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network. Terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley chatting the NBA with our pal, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, Brian Scalabrine. Scal, I guess we have to ask you our weekly question here about the Los Angeles Lakers as the Lakers turn. LeBron James returning to Los Angeles for treatment on his ailing left knee. Going to miss Wednesday night's game against Portland and more after that as well, potentially here. And like the Lakers, I was on radio in Memphis earlier today. And we're talking about the Grizzlies and I'm looking at the odds. The Lakers still have better odds than the Grizzlies, like NBA championship, Western Conference. Like at what point are we just ready to like shovel some dirt on this team? I know the trade deadline's approaching here. You mentioned Russell Westbrook a little earlier. What about the Lakers right now with LeBron heading back on the shelf for like an undetermined period of time?
I don't think they're good. Like, they're not a good basketball team to me. And a lot of people still think that they can get healthy and get it together. I just look at it like, even when they're out there playing, they look disconnected. And like, I don't feel like the Lakers are going to turn this thing around. So I like, and you know me, I talk about the Memphis Grizzlies. If you bet money on the Memphis Grizzlies and they end up in the Western Conference Finals, you can hedge your bet and end up making, like, if you want to go for a D'Gusto, sure. But you can make sure that you end up making a little bit of money on that series if you want to hedge out, because obviously the odds to win the series change as you get closer if Memphis is in the Western Conference Finals. But I would not lay money on the Lakers to be anywhere near that. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to get out of the play-in, win two games to get in and play the Phoenix Suns? I mean, can I bet? How about this? Can I bet that they get swept by the Phoenix Suns right now? Like, can I throw money on them?
Swept?
Is there like 100,000-to-1 odds that this could happen? Can I put some money on them playing the Phoenix Suns or getting swept in the first round after playing two games in the play-in game?
Scal, I know you've, in addition to being against the Lakers most of the year, and you've been right about that, I know at the start of the year you were really big on the Bucks, like thought they were kind of the best team, thought they had a really good chance to repeat as NBA champion. You were on them last year to win the NBA title, and they did. But it kind of an interesting couple weeks for them, and the odds in their markets have kind of reflected that's like, you know, not what we generally expect from Milwaukee and Giannis in the middle of the year. They lose to Cleveland. Giannis is eating wings saying we sucked after the game. Like, okay, ho-hum. And then they lose by a million to Denver the other night in a game that I don't think anybody really saw that coming either, that type of performance. So they're basically like even money to win their division right now. And before the year, you could almost not bet on them to win the division. Like, you would have had to lay your house to win $100, basically, that they would win their division. And now they're about even money to do so. I know you love the Bucks. Just, is this no big deal? Mid-season, doesn't matter, kind of malaise stuff, or is there, I don't know, cause for concern here that maybe they won't win their division?
No, the Bucks are not like they're not like if you're asking me regular season, I'm not telling you the Bucks. It's the reason why historically, look at their playoff runs. It's the reason why they do terrible in game ones. I mean, it is comical how good they are and how bad they are in game one. So that's their style of play is not conducive to coming in and winning like the way the NBA schedule is. Like, do they win games? Yeah. But the way that they play, you can pick them apart with passing. That's why Jokic had 8 assists in the first. And he could have had 15 assists. That's how wide open guys were when they were guarding, because they require a tremendous amount of energy and effort. You've got to be locked in. Your defense has to be so dialed in spacing wise to take away shooters. But when you do that, they become pretty amazing and they can guard the ball in their physical. So I love the Bucks to win the championship. And for sure, I love the Bucks to come out of the East. I just don't love the Bucks night in and night out. Like, I watched the game against Cleveland, and Cleveland played with energy and effort, and Jetty Osmond and Kevin Love, I think they combined for 11 3-pointers that night. And that's just not going to happen in the playoffs, because you can make adjustments as you go from game to game and even quarter to quarter. It's just like, people don't do that. They don't happen to do that during the regular season. So it's fine. Like, they're not a regular season team. They don't need to be. And I think when they finally get to the playoffs, they're still the most big, physical, tough team out there. And the only team that I would look at in the Eastern Conference that can beat them, to me, is the healthy and great playing Miami Heat. Not just healthy, they got to be playing great. And they, and I still don't see Miami Heat beating the Milwaukee Bucks in a series.
Bucks plus 275 to win the East, plus 650 to win the NBA title right now at our show sponsor, Bed Rivers. Scal, we love having you on the show. It's great to talk to you again. It's been a couple Tuesdays, Matt. Great to talk to you, even though you buried my Knicks. I guess they deserve it. Scal, appreciate it, man. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you next week here on the show.
All right, sounds good.
That was like, all right, we'll see you later. Odyssey right, Sports NBA Insider, anyway. Brian Scalabrine on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. GetRoman.com/BetQL. Rob Doster talking college hoops right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.